On December 14th, 1949, one brief moment
11:33 in the morning
changed the lives of many.
The explosion was felt blocks away.
Tom Munson is the archives manager for the Sioux City Public Museum.
So it was really a pretty average morning in the Sioux City Stockyards area until a natural gas explosion ripped through the south edge of the Swift & Company packing plant.
The blast from the bottom of the building left a devastating aftermath.
Floors were lifted up and then dropped into the basement. This is a reinforced concrete building, so about the best kind of industrial construction you could ask for.
And an aftermath destroying much more.
20 Swift employees died, one truck driver, and 91 others.
A few weeks later, another victim was added to the list of those who didn't make it.
Being crushed by floors, being hit by debris. Then there are those others who were at first just injured, who did not die within the first couple of minutes. Those who did suffer from ammonia inhalation, lung injuries. And not to mention that, there are a lot of longer-term illnesses that I know some people suffered.
About 70 of the 700 employees worked in the area of impact, with many from the office out buying and selling cattle, narrowly missing disaster. Others barely escaped with their lives.
Sam Hollowell was working at Swift & Company when this explosion took place.
The explosion hit when I was on the sixth floor.
Sam Hollowell retold his brush with death in an oral history recorded at the museum almost 7 years ago.
One of the blocks hit me in the back of the head.
Hollowell started working at the plant after serving in the Army during World War II, a war-torn veteran once again battling for his life.
The ammonia overcome me and I lost my breath.
Hollowell was a sausage maker. Usually he would go to the basement to get sage for his work. That day he didn't go downstairs yet.
I would have been right in the middle of the explosion.
Hollowell tried to escape the toxic fumes.
The fourth floor had windows that were blown out. So we went over to them to get fresh air.
Firefighters eventually led them down a ladder to safety. And that's when Hollowell took in the severity of the situation.
We were lucky the place didn't catch a fire. It would have been a lot worse. My left lung started to hurt because I got wet and took so much ammonia.
A week later, Hollowell went back to work on light duty, but health concerns persisted.
But the doctor said I should be in fresh air. That summer of 1950, I decided to leave the packing house and bought a farm at Honig.
The Swift plant also evolved. The company immediately made repairs and expanded into a new building next door.
It was a part of Sioux City, even beyond the tragedy and the explosion.
So Swift & Company left that facility in the 1970s. They built a new packing plant in the Bridgeport industrial area. The building was bought by the Lorry family and turned into KD Stockyard Station. It was a mall. It was an entertainment area.
Fire and water damage forced KD Station to close in 2004. It was demolished in 2010. But pieces of the building remain.
These pieces of terracotta were salvaged during the demolition
and adorn the atrium.
They're kind of a big, impressive entrance to the museum.
Tom Munson also shows us another spot retelling the past.
This section of the museum is called Overcome Adversity. This panel talks about explosions, shattered walls and windows, collapsed floors, leaving a nightmare of twisted steel and debris. I hate to say this, but sometimes a Swift explosion is something we forget about. I think that partially because it is growing more distant.
And the museum gives people a portal to the past.
These smaller images,
with photographic documentation, extensive newspaper clippings,
it blew the doors off,
plus audio recordings of survivors to give future generations a look back at a tragic era in Sioux City. In Sioux City, for Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.